Hanging on the telephone, pensions manager David Luxton describes how the CSPA has been helping members cope with the Capita meltdown. In 1978, when many of us were in the early years of our civil service careers, Debbie Harry and her band Blondie had their first hit with Hanging on the Telephone. Some 48 years on, that song has become the lived experience of so many civil servants trying to contact pension administrator Capita, which took over the running of the pension scheme from 1 December. Since then, many CSPA members have been left waiting over 4 hours for the phone to be answered, only to be told no information is available on the progress of their delayed pension. And no alternative parallel lines been given to call. Tens of thousands of retired civil servants, and the widows of deceased pensioners, have suffered stress and financial hardship due to delayed payment of lump sums and pensions. Made worse by inadequate communications from Capita and system failures in the rollout of the new pension portal. How we've helped. The CSPA has been supporting hundreds of members affected by the delays. One such case is James Fenney, MBE, who had worked in the Ministry of Justice for 25 years as a solicitor advocate. Following a period of ill health, James was given a terminal prognosis in October last year, and so applied for early medical retirement from the end of October, agreed with the Ministry of Justice. His lump sum and pension payment was due at the end of November. But James and his family were left with no income from November to mid-February this year, when a partial pension payment was made, but no information on when his arrears would come. Despite spending hours on the phone, he was told for months his case had been escalated, causing James and his family huge distress on top of worries about his health. The CSPA took up his case with the Cabinet Office and raised it with the Parliamentary Public Accounts Committee, PAC, which highlighted James's experience at a televised hearing on the 26th of March, at which the PAC questioned the leaders of Capita. Within days of that, James received the pension's arrears and expressed his thanks to the CSPA. PAC Deputy Chair Clive Betts said at the hearing, "I give great credit to the CSPA for the work they have done in being the port of call for many distressed people who just don't know where to turn. They are getting sensible, proper advice from them, which is really helpful." Another member's case we highlighted to the PAC was on behalf of Virginia West, the widow of Colin West, a retired HMRC tax officer who died in September 2025. Virginia applied for the widow's pension on the 17th of September and supplied all the necessary documentation. She was informed that the pension would follow around Christmas. By late March, Virginia was still waiting for the first payment. Following the case being taken up by the CSPA and highlighted by the PAC in their questioning of Capita, Virginia received her widow's pension with arrears in April, 6 months after the loss of her husband. "We have received hundreds of calls from members who have had their retirement plans thrown into chaos by the failures in administration, which began months before the transition to Capita in December. We have been arranging pension updates for members through webinars, as well as providing telephone support in the CSPA office. Applications backlog. A backlog of more than 8,000 retirement applications to my CSP from last September to November had not been processed prior to the transfer of administration to Capita in December and, one way or another, these cases have only just been paid and resolved by the end of May. The bigger issue now is the backlog of over 26,000 requests for a pension quote, which are not due to be cleared until the end of June, with payments following later this summer. This has disrupted the retirement plans of so many civil servants who had hoped to retire with their pensions in payment during the summer. This unacceptable level of service has been made worse by the failure to have a working pensions modeler on the website that would allow individuals to work out their likely pension benefits prior to the quote being received. In addition to the delayed pension quotes, has been delayed implementation of the McLeod Remedy Choice for retired members. More than half of the 74,000 immediate choice remedial service statements, had not been issued by the time the work was paused for retired scheme members last October, prior to the transfer to Capita. This will not affect ongoing pension quotes, which include the remedy choice within the quotes issued. The Cabinet Office expects the 56% of outstanding immediate choice cases to have been issued by the end of March 2027, 5 years from the end of the remedy period. Risks of change. The chaos and distress caused by the backlog and transition to Capita raises important policy lessons about the risk of procuring a change in administrator to run the pension scheme. This is an avoidable risk to service continuity, which the CSPA has been highlighting to the pensions regulator, the Cabinet Office, and the PAC. It has taken a recovery team of 150 civil servants, supported by additional Capita staff, and led by HMRC Deputy Chief Executive Angela MacDonald, to get normal service resumed for civil service pensions by the end of June. That in itself is a lesson to be learned from this whole sad saga. Picture this: the Civil Service Pension Administration taken back in-house? Now that would be atomic. Article ends.